on the fifth commandment, which is honor thy father and thy mother. And what we want to look at today mostly is that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. We saw last week that this honor includes, of course, a lot of things. Includes more things than we have mentioned, but obviously includes love. There's a natural affection, and that, of course, continues throughout our life, or should even continue after parents have passed on. It includes respect, and once again, that also covers our whole life and covers the period of time when they have passed on. Esteem, which goes right along with respect. Availability, that's more when we've become adults and we're to be available to them. That, of course, ceases at their death, but we are to make ourselves available to them. Support, that, of course, many things you can put under that heading. Most people think of financial. It's certainly part of it, if needs be. But support is much wider than that. That would include mental support, emotional support, just support, all kinds of support. Comfort, which, of course, goes right along with that. Protection. And I believe even protection continues after their death. And we're to protect their name. A lot of people say things about people that have passed on, and it burns me up. Because that person's not here to defend themselves, and it's pretty easy to say whatever you want about someone that's passed on. And I do believe that we have a responsibility to protect the name. And then gratitude, of course. We're to show gratitude for as long as we live. We are to feel that gratitude even after they're gone. But today we want to consider some reasons children ought to honor their earthly parents. The first reason, of course, is that it is a command of God. That's really the only reason we need. It is a command of God. Being a command of God, that means it is something that we owe to God. Every time God commands us, that puts us under obligation. That is, we owe obedience to God. So when God says, honor thy father and thy mother, it is something that we owe to God. It's not merely something that we owe to our parents. It is something that we owe to God. It is something that is due to God. And I believe it's also due to our parents, but most importantly, it is something that is due to God. And our attitude ought to always be that of which the psalmist expressed in Psalm 29. In verse 2, he said, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. That's impossible. That's something you and I cannot possibly do. we can give glory unto His name. We can do that with God's help. We cannot give the glory due unto Him. That's not possible. First of all, we don't even know how much glory is due to God. It's more than you and I can even imagine. But part of giving glory due unto God is obeying His command. And to honor mother and father is part of giving glory unto God. He also expressed in Psalm 116 and verse 12, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me?" Well, part of that would be to honor thy father and thy mother. That's part of giving unto the Lord. So we ought to honor mother and father because God commands it. Because God commands it. And that, again, ought to be reason enough. Secondly, because it's pleasing, it's well-pleasing to the Lord. It's something that pleases God. I believe that's true even of an unsaved sinner. An unsaved sinner that loves mom and dad and treats them with respect throughout their life, I believe that's pleasing to God. But it's something that's pleasing to Him. Notice in Colossians chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3, and of course you and I ought to want to please the Lord. And one of the ways, one of the many ways in which we do that is to obey this fifth command. But in verse 20 it says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord." He tells us to do something, and then he says, "For," or "this is the reason." And the reason is not in mom and dad. The reason is in God. "For it is well-pleasing to the Lord." Not just pleasing, but it's something that is well-pleasing to God. Again, I think of Jesus when He was baptized. "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well-pleased." Not just pleased, but well-pleased. And when we obey this fifth command, it's something that the Lord is well pleased with. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, 1 Timothy chapter 5, in verse 4, he's given direction, of course, to the churches for the support of widows, some guidelines. "But if any widow have children or nephews, let them," children and nephews, "learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God." It's a good thing. It's a good thing to honor parents. I believe any society will be better off that honors their parents, that honors the elderly. It's a good thing. And that's true, whether it be a saved society or an unsaved society. It's a good thing. It's not only good, but it's acceptable before God. It's good and acceptable before God. When our parents raised us, did they make mistakes? Yes. When we raised our children, did we make mistakes? Yes. But to use that to say that I no longer have to respect and honor them, that's just not so. It's well-pleasing to God Not only that, it's good and it's acceptable unto God. When the roles are reversed and the child becomes the parent, the parent becomes the child, is that child always going to make the right decisions? No. But they're to do what they think is best, seeking the Lord. And the reason being is because that's good and acceptable unto God. Again, all the things that we mentioned under this honoring parents, love, respect, availability, all these things. There are some who are so short-sighted and really ignorant. I mean, I appreciate their attitude, but they just, well, they don't really know what they're talking about. But absolutely refuse to have mom or dad ever be in a facility of some kind. And to assume that if you do that, it shows dishonor. I believe that is so inaccurate. I believe if that's, I mean, you just can't wait to get them there, then now we're talking something different. Or once you have them there, you never go see them. Well, now we're talking something different. But I believe if it comes down where you have to make that decision, then that's a tough decision. It's a very difficult decision. All of these things are to be kept in mind. There's to be love, respect, availability, support, comfort, all of these things. And I believe that is well-pleasing to God. It's a good thing, and it is acceptable to the Lord. So the very fact that God can be pleased, the very fact that God can be well-pleased by you and I, that ought to immediately get our attention. I can do something that pleases God. Of course, it has to go through Christ. We know that. But the fact that God can be pleased by us, that gives us purpose in life to please the Lord. And one of the things, one of the many things that pleases God is honor thy father and thy mother. So we are to do this because God commands it. We are to do this because it pleases God. Another reason you might consider doing it, certainly this is further down the list. The first importance is because it's commanded of God. But people need to consider the seriousness of not obeying this particular command. Notice in Exodus chapter 21, Exodus chapter 21, verse 17, he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Now, that law, of course, was for Israel, and as we've said before, the reason that the consequences were so severe was to show us the seriousness of breaking the commands of God. So it is a very serious thing not to obey this command. Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20. And verse 20. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, and again, that's when you're under their parental care, it's when you're out from under their parental care. His lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Now, I'm not exactly sure what all that entails. I have some ideas, but we're not going there. But I'm not really certain what all that entails. His lamps shall be put out in obscure darkness. But I do know this, it doesn't sound good. It certainly sounds pretty serious. Whatever is entailed in that consequence. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17. The eye that mocketh at his father. You know, child kind of rolls their eyes. That's what this is talking about. The eye that mocketh his father and despiseth to obey his mother. The ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. Now, is that true literally? Every time? No, hardly ever. So once again, I'm not sure what all that entails. But it sure doesn't sound pleasant. Doesn't sound good. So it's a very serious thing. And though many today consider it a very insignificant matter to drop a parent off at a nursing home and leave them there until the day they die, never going to see them, never doing anything, and they may think that's insignificant because after all they're busy, I'm here to tell you it's not insignificant. It's a very serious matter, and God does not consider it insignificant. It really doesn't matter if you and I don't consider it insignificant, but God doesn't consider it an insignificant matter. And then the fourth reason to keep the commandment, again, the one that really matters is it's simply the command of God. But we see here we have a promise that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Paul mentioned this in Ephesians chapter 6, where he's dealing with the function of a family. He says in verse 2 that children are to honor their father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. So we've come to the fifth commandment, and it's the first one that has a promise attached to it, which also speaks of its significance. However, I believe it is a promise that has been misinterpreted by many, if not most, today. It does not say that thy days may be long upon the earth. That's not what it says. That's how most read it, but that's not what it says. So, if you read it that way, then everyone who dies young, you might conclude it's because they broke that commandment. And that's the way most people take it, that thy days may be long. So you can conclude, if you see somebody, they're in their 90s, there's a person who honored their parents. I don't believe that's what it's saying. What it says is that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So we need to immediately ask ourselves, what land is he talking about? Well, he's referring to Canaan. He's referring to the land of Canaan. He's preparing them to go to Canaan. Now, Canaan, as we all know, is a type. I mean, it was a literal land. But for biblical teaching, it was a type of possession and the enjoyment of God's best on earth. And I believe that's the promise. If you want to enjoy the blessings of God, if you want to enjoy God's best on earth, honor thy father and thy mother. Canaan speaks of a life of enjoying God. It speaks of a victorious life. It speaks of an extraordinary life. It speaks of a life lived in peace. It speaks of the joy and the glory of the Lord. But more importantly than all of that, it speaks of a useful life. A useful life. And it is a useful life to honor father and mother. It speaks of a beneficial life. Everyone ought to want to live a useful life. Everyone ought to want to live a beneficial life. I mean, it's truly sad when someone has lived their whole life and they eventually die, and really they haven't been any benefit to anyone. I mean, it's sad, but there's people that they've lived their whole life and they've really served no purpose in their entire life. But the way to be useful and beneficial and productive, and when I speak of productive, I'm not talking about materially productive, we're just being a productive life. And the promise here is if we honor our mother and our father, that we will have a useful, beneficial, productive life. That thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Notice in Deuteronomy chapter 5, and we'll close. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Honor thy father and thy mother. This is the Ten Commandments repeated in Deuteronomy. As the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee, which is talking about Canaan, in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Life will always be more enjoyable. That's true, whether you're saved or unsaved. Life will be more enjoyable if it's lived in obedience to God, if God's commandments are followed. If life is patterned after God's ways, life will be more enjoyable. Because if you pattern your life after God's ways, again, saved or unsaved, you do away with the dysfunction. God's patterns do not produce the dysfunction that's going on today in families. That is a direct result of disobedience to God. It is a direct result of fornication and adultery, and it brings all the dysfunction, and people's lives are not enjoyable. But if God's patterns were followed, life would be more enjoyable. And that's true with all the commandments, but it is specifically mentioned in this fifth commandment to honor our father and our mother. Next week we'll begin to look at the sixth commandment, which is thou shalt not kill. Let's look to the Lord.